Felix remained an extra day in intensive medical because his nervous system had developed immunity to the standard formula Propaderm. An alternative was found and administered, allowing time for the rebuilt musculature of his left thigh to set. When he suggested to a confused meditech that his several past exposures to the vitro may have caused the immunity, she merely laughed.
"You have any idea how many exposures that would take, soldier? At least 8, maybe 10.
She laughed, patted him on a cheek, and bounced jauntily away, missing his reply that it had taken, in fact, 12. There were no troubles with his broken bones. There never were. He rode to debriefing in the barrel, newly installed aboard the Terra. It was his first trip down the tubes. He hated it. It was not that he didn't appreciate the idea behind it. It did cut down the traffic of stretchers in the corridors. But when they strapped him into his conveyor pod, it reminded him of the worst of the nightmares about the suit. The meditech awaiting him at intelligence station had been feuding with the steno before he got there. Felix provided more fuel.
"This is just what I've been saying, dammit," said the meditech,
his hands jammed angrily onto his hips.
"This man should be given a lot more rest before having to submit to your whatever it is you do that you think is so damned important that you can't even take the time to—"
"Nagayo, please,"
the steno replied, arching her eyebrows in Felix's direction.
"Can't we finish this some other time?"
"Oh, sure,"
snapped the meditech disgustedly, shoving the stretcher against her with a slap of his palm.
"Excuse me for living,"
he added and stomped away. Felix, still strapped in, could only refuse to excuse him for now. The steno was apologetic, profusely, offhandedly. Then she became businesslike, running through the sole survivor questionnaire like a pro. Felix's replies were equally businesslike. He was something of an expert at this particular routine. Noting the time it had taken to get through it, the steno smiled at Felix and said,
"You're pretty good at this."
She patted Felix on the shoulder and added jokingly,
"You must have done this before."
"Twice before," Felix replied, a response that would have astonished the steno had she heard it. But then came the angry return of the meditech, complaining that he simply could not, in the best interests of the patient, allow this grilling to continue. The meditech plucked the cigarette out of Felix's mouth and refastened the straps. Then he wheeled the stretcher to the access plate and stood there, grumbling to himself.
"Gail,"
came whispered at them from just around the bulkhead,
"if you could just give me a second to explain."
It took an hour. Felix stayed strapped, out of earshot, out of mind, out of giving a damn where he was. He slept, awaking in the barrel.